Kwazwai muri Zimbabwe, yebo, mthwakazo muhle. Good evening, Zimbabwe muhle. You are tuned into Studio 7 at Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Monday, the 2nd of March at 2020. And this is Live Talk, mthwakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle. I go by the name of Mike Ove.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, Muriya Zimbabwe, we're talking about the recent clashes that occurred between members of the MDC and the police service that led to the arrest of 12 MDC members and were appeared in court today in Chitungwiza.
To join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 1-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. You can also text us on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
And that's correct, Muriya Zimbabwe. For our radio listeners, Live Talk goes out live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency. Sikhona njalo ku 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m.
And on the internet, you can also find us if you want to listen to read in English, www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
That's correct, Muriya Zimbabwe. So, linga kohle abafisa ungena kuhlelo, you can text us go WhatsApp on +12024650318 or call us live on air on +12024690277. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're joining us live, or where you are tuned in to Studio 7 and Live Talk. Tonight on the Live Talk, we're focusing on the recent clashes between MDC members and the police service. Now, this is something that led to the arrest of 12 members who appeared in court today in Chitungwiza.
And the 12 members appeared before prosecutor Rumbidzai Mushonga for a bail hearing, which was denied. They were facing allegations of participating in a gathering with the intent of causing public violence, whilst the police fired tear gas to disperse residents who were burning tires and barricading major roads.
That's correct. So, please note, as we speak right now, we're broadcasting live on all three Facebook pages, those being our VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, Sikhona njalo ku VOA Shona, Sakakana Mshidopi Namchirongwa. You can write your name and numbers in the comments section, and we'll be calling you live on air. So, Muriya Zimbabwe, once again, if you're looking to join us, you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Lako njalo, ukushayela ucingo ku +12024690277. Ilo lidaba esilalo namhla kuhlelo mthwakazo muhle. Ngiyalambulela wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, uhlelo Live Talk. Namhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo eChitungwiza, lapho okukhanya ngani kuboshwe abantu abayi 12 abangamalunga awebandla eliphikisayo, ibandla eli MDC. Lokho kwenzakale ngomgqibelo lapho abantu abasakhulayo abibandlele MDC baboshwe baphandle kwendlu eka mnumzana uJob Skhala, yena owenhlanganiso MDC. Sizwe namhlanje as they appeared in court, prosecutor yena esithi hi denied bail ngenxa yokuthi bona bathi hi babekhangelele ukwenza ubudlwangudlwangu esingathi ngesikhiwa i-violence. So sifisa ukuzwa kini ukuthi ha kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni. Siyezwa abantu abe-MDC bekhalala besithi isikhathi sonke bangayenza umhlangano amaphoyisa ayafika, they shut it down. So bona bayakhala besithi kanti i-democracy, what's going on? Sikhangela ukuthi namhla abazangena ngumnumzana u-Obey Sithole, yena ongusakhulayo owebandlele MDC. Sikhangele njalo ukuxoxa lo mnumzana uMnusheshe Mdutsa owenhlanganiso owebandla elezano PF. Sikhangele njalo lokuxoxa lo mnumzana uGlenn Dliwayo, yena he's a policy analyst. Bonke bathathu abantu abasakhulayo. So ngelani kuhlelo lisitshele umbono wenu +12024650318 WhatsApp. Balani imibono yenu, we'll be reading your comments live on air. Lakho njalo ukushayela ucingo ku +12024690277. Ngelani kuhlelo
Parisino, tinokuchingamidza muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yemhirizhonga. Taona nasi vatsigiri vebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vanokwana ivo gumi nevaviri vachimiswa pamberi pedare vachinzi ivo vanga vari kuita zvemhirizhonga kuchitungwiza. Vawanikwa vatsigiri ava vachinyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso saka pari zvino vachiri muusungwa regai timbonzwa zvataura gweta ravo uyezve tichinzwa zvakare kubva kune vamwe vanogara imomo muchitungwiza tichinzwa zvakare kubva kumapurisa vachitaurawo pamusoro pemhirizhonga iyoyi. Let's listen now to our tape.
Mutongwa pio nedare handiwa watanga taka tarisira nekuti chokwadi chaburitswa ni wacha ruti akasunga ndeche kuti ahana parubata ni dzavano ava pamosha ironzi yaka paro
zoano unonazo kuona kuti upenyu hwacho nemaomero hwakaita ukaona muchivhiringidzwa pamabasa hazvinazo kuzobuda zvakanaka zvinobva zvatimanikidzawo nesuwo tichida kuriritira mhuri wamwe tinotoone zvakawanda zvekuita bati uzoona zvinhu zvacho zvisina kuzototimirira zvakanaka nokuda kukumhanyiswa mhanyiswa dzimwe nguva matorerwa zvinhu dzimwe nguva mavhiringidzwa vaitwa saka zvobva zvatokanganisa zvinhu zvacho zvakatooma nechekare.
Tinokurudzira vanhu kuti vasaite ruzha kana vane zvichemo kana vachiita zvinhu zvavanoita zvese ngavatevedzere mitemo kwete kufamba vachirova vanhu vachipwanya zvinhu.
Apo tapedzisira kunzwa isu kubva kuna police commissioner wemapurisa vachitaura ivo panyaya yemhirizhonga yanga iri kuitwa kuchitungwiza. Nhasi taona vatsigiri veMDC vanokwana ivo gumi nevaviri vachimiswa pamberi pemuchuchisi uyezve vachinzi ivo havana kupuwa mari kana havana kupuwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso. Saka tanzwa kubva kune gweta ravo vachiti ivo aiwa vanga vasiri kufara nezvaitika izvi nhasi. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Tinoti imi kana muri kuda kuti tikufonerei wanikwai muchinyora namba dzenyu pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Live stream yedu pari zvino tiri kumboigadzirisa kuti tione kuti chii chiri kuitika. Asi muchinge makwanisa kupinda ipapo nyorai namba dzenyu makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tigokwanisa kunge tichikufonerai. Over to you.
So yes, Zimbabwe Moshe, earlier on you just heard there from the police. You heard also the representatives of the MDC youth that are currently incarcerated. And you also heard from the youth themselves. As they were speaking on what happened lapho kuboshwe khona abantu abayi 12 abangamalunga awebandla le MDC lizwe amaphoyisa besithi if you're looking to protest, if you're looking to do your activities or protest, no problem, go ahead, but make sure that it is occurring in a non-violent manner. So we're looking to hear from these youth to hear ukuthi what exactly is going on and what's leading to these continued arrests, and of course what's the way forward to ensure that this happens. You know, there's a saying in English, mothers that says when two elephants fight, it's the grass that suffers.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from them to see out, is there a way forward to ensure that the grass doesn't continue to suffer?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're lucky to have the first guest, of course, who is the youth chairman of the MDC, Mr. Obey Tererai Stole. Mkoma Obey, welcome to the program, bud. How are you doing?
I'm fine, my brother. How are you doing?
Thank
you so much for raising me.
No, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to hearing more. So let's get into it. You see what's happening. MDC youth, this isn't the first time that, you know, MDC youth have been arrested over something or in similar grounds. What exactly is going on? Why is it that there seem to be a reoccurrence of these events?
Well, I think it has become a common cause in Zimbabwe that the state has always been on a panic mode, which is why everything that happened is pointed towards the MDC. Like in the case that we are discussing right now of our fellow comrades who were arrested on Saturday in Chitungwiza,
mm-hmm.
they did not commit any crime.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually relaxing
mm-hmm.
at the residence of one of our leaders, Honorable Job Sikala.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is when the police came, descended on them heavily, thereby leading to the arrest of the 12 comrades that we are talking about. But if you are to look into the issue, you realize that nothing that is close to a crime had been committed at that particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a confirmation that you are dealing with a ruthless regime that is in a culture, that is a culture of arresting people willy-nilly. As a result, we see so many people being punished for crimes that are non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
What you are seeing right now, I take it as an intimidatory measure from the regime and its apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they are seated there on a borrowed mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the 2018 election,
mm-hmm.
we all know that these guys did not win power.
Mm-hmm.
So you know when you've stolen something, you always become someone who's also protective
mm-hmm.
and employing means that are also ridiculous and uncalled for. Like what you are seeing right now.
Now,
the police are always deployed time and again to arrest people for simply being a member of MDC. So now, it is something that is really concerning us as a party, especially the young people of Zimbabwe. That it must not be something that is taken as a crime to make a choice of living a life that does not support ZANU-PF. Because as a generation, it is clear beyond any reasonable doubt that the suffering that we are subjected to right now, it's all because of the failures of ZANU-PF over the years. And this has been exacerbated by the illegitimacy that we are facing in this particular country. So as a young generation, we are ready and we always send a clear message that we cannot be in a position to sympathize with ZANU-PF because ZANU-PF is the problem. ZANU-PF is the problem, and beyond just being the problem, it is also the creator of the problem that we are facing as a young generation. So, I mean, it must not be taken as a crime when one stands up and makes a choice of associating with MDC as a political movement. I mean, it is also a constitutional right. Everyone has a freedom of association, which is what I do, and any other young people, young person out there, they choose to associate with MDC. But that must not be taken as a crime. It is not a crime to the name of MDC, and it must not be taken as a crime even in future. Now, that must be brought to an end.
So when we zero down to what happened over the weekend, Pakasungwa, these 12 members, we're reading some of the things that came out of the case, and one of the things or the allegations is that they had weapons that were confiscated, mareken and so forth. How do you then say you were just gathering there when these such things are brought to light?
No, it's actually laughable when allegations say they were using some weapons. Because, I mean, the state is desperately trying to attach skirmishes that followed thereafter to the arrest of these guys. I've alluded earlier on, these leaders of our esteemed movement in the Youth Assembly were only gathered, seated in the morning because it happened like any other person. You make a choice of sitting where you want. And they were gathering at the place of our leader for a weekend. Remember, it was on a Saturday. And the police, because they're always in that mood, they're always operating in that tradition, which is absolutely idiotic for lack of a better word. So they just pounded them and arrested them while they were seated, there. But I mean, the allegation that we put there, it's going to be a culture, it's the state's culture. They arrest and then lay a charge later on, which they deem suitable at that particular time. If there were weapons that they were in possession with, where are the weapons? That has been challenged because there were nothing, they had nothing in their hands. These people are arrested. They are harmless citizens. They are just peace-loving citizens who are gathering on a weekend just to deliberate and discuss on how they are suffering under the governing of the illegitimate government of Emmerson Mnangagwa. I mean, I was about to say Robert Mugabe. Absolutely see no difference. It's actually affected Robert Mugabe in the name of Mnangagwa. But I mean, the point is, they did not commit any crime. They were not holding any weapon. The only people who were holding weapons are, of course, the police, who came with their baton sticks, who came with their tear gas canisters, as well as the guns. Those are the only people who were holding weapons. So if it's about weapons, I'm sure the police are supposed to be the ones who are going to get arrested because they're the ones who are holding weapons.
Tombopinda ipapo mkoma obei, tinoona kuti taona vakamirira vakomana ava. Vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti mutongo wavapiwa havasi kufara nawo nekuti taona kuti varambidzwa kupiwa mari yechibatiso. Munoona sei izvi seMDC?
No, zviri pachena kuti hazvifadzi. Nokuti chekutanga chandambotaura ndechekuti vakomana ava zvamunoona vari kuseri kweusu vari muusungwa havana kana mhosva imwe chete yavakapara, ndo chokutanga. So pari zino kutara kwati handiko kuti mazuva avatogara muusungwa havatofanirangi vari muusungwa nokuti havana mhosva yavakapara. So zvinozoenderera mberi wonyimawo zvekare mari yechibatiso rinova bheu, zvinobva zvatoshungurudza nekukatyamadza nekuti kana vasitorina mhosva hapana chikonzero chekuti vangarambirwe bheu. Nokuti these people are non-criminals. They are just people who made a choice of associating with MDC and obviously disassociating with ZANU-PF. And that is the only reason why they are being punished. What is happening is not even a prosecution in place. What is taking place is persecution based on political lines. Because they don't like ZANU-PF, they're being punished for that. So nyaya tiri kutaura pano, ndiye kunoti mutongo aiitwa muzvara nhasi mataridzi mhosva wekuti angapiwa bheu. Unongodudzira bazi kuti nyika ino mamiriro akaita, kungava kujudiciary, kune danho riti zvaro zvaro. Unoona kuti pane yatinotiwo capture. So havachatevedzeri mutemo wanhari kumataridzi mhosva, chavava kutevedzera instruction yaanenge apiwa kubva kuZANU-PF. Kuti avaburitsai, avamusaburitsa. Ndoo zvatiri kusangana nazvo pari zvino. Noda yanga iri nyaya yemutemo, hakuna kana chikonzero changa chikonesa vakomana avo kuti vapiwe BMW zvara nhasi.
Asi kataona mapurisa achiti vanhu vanobvumidzwa zvavo kuwanikwa vachiratidzira kana vasiri kuita zvemhirizhonga, pakaitika mhirizhonga here? Chii chakaitikapo?
Ndoo zvandambotaura paipo kutanga. Kuti mhirizhonga haina kuitwa. Dai kwangurudzi tose tinobata nguva dzedu. Vakomana vakasungwa makuseni. Anditi, around 9:10, if I'm not mistaken. But mukazoona taswera muzero resatadi, ndopakazodzoka mapurisa oti kwaitika mhirizhonga, kwaakumanheru kana kuti kumasikati, nguva dza2 na3. Saka tindiudzaiwo hama dzadikamwa, kuti vanhu vavakasungwa here, pakanga paitwa chiprofita here nemapurisa eZimbabwe, kuti kune vanhu vachapara mhosva na2 nokuda rega tigari tavasunga na9. Nokuti chikonzero chavari kupa chakaitika vanhu vati vamusungwa kare. Kubva nenguva dza10 vakomana vakanga vatosungwa nechekare nemhosva isipo. Pedzezvo ndokuchizoitika zvaitika. Zvinova zvandinotenda nekunzwisa kuti zvakakonzereswa namapurisa. Tinogara tichireiza concern over the behavior and conduct of our police service. Mapurisa edu nisine nguva ndo vanokonzera mhirizhonga. Nokuti kamutauriro nekamuitiro kavanoita mabasa avo akasiriko kanoratidza yatingati muchirungu professionalism. They are always provocative, they provoke peace, and as a result they start to blame people when they are the ones who have committed the violent skirmishes.
Mumbobata henyu makadaro. Timboendawo kudivi reZANU-PF. Tiri kunzwa tina mukoma Munache Mututsa. Tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa mukoma.
Ndinotenda nekuve pachirongwa.
Ehe, atipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu nezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika munyika izvi panyaya yemhirizhonga. Tinoona kuti imi vechidiki veZANU-PF munguva yapfuura takanzwa muchitaura mudande mutandomu kuti manga muri kuzoenda kunogara padzimba dzavatendai biti vaNelson Chamisa navaJob Sikala. Zvakaitika here? Zviri kufamba sei?
Chekutanga chandida kuti tibude pachena ndechekuti takazvionawo nesuwo pasocial media zvimaposta zvaipotawo zvichinzi kune vanhu vada kunogara pamba pevanhu vamataura ivavo. Asi handingati itwas the position yeutric iyoyo. Vanhuvo vakanongodizainawo zvavadizaina vachipostawo pamasocial media. Hazvina kunzi ndezvezanupf, hatitozivi zvakabvawo kupi. Vanhu vakangonyora vakazvipozita organization kuti taita zvakati nezvakati. Isisu sezanupf hatizvizivi iyoyo izvozvo. Zvakazoitika zvakazoitika after that takazoona mhirizhonga yamataura panapa iriyo iri nyaya yanhasi. Nekuti pakazoitika mhirizhonga kusitungurisa vanhu vakamhanyisana vanhu vakadii. Tine mabhazi akaputswa akarohwa nematombo. Tine mabhazi amwe aida kudzidziswa vanhu vanga vari mumabhazi imomo vakaputswa mabhazi. Zvichibva pamhirizhonga yakakonzerwa nemaUTNBC ari kunziva hapana zvakaita. Ndoda kuti tibude pachena kuti Zimbabwe inoyi iZimbabwe ine demokrasi chaiyo chaiyo ine nzvimbo yakavhurika chaizvo kuti munhu wese nani nani ane raiti yake yekudemonstrata is provided for by section 59 of the constitution. Everyone is allowed to demonstrate, everyone is allowed to petition, everyone is allowed to associate with others vachiungana vachita zvavanenge vachitaita. Asi marights aya asi absolute. Tasara chizoti the right to demonstrate and the right to petition can only be done provided there is peace. We have to do all these things peacefully. But kana na kupisa mabhazi ezvuku ari kubatsira vanhu, nechipisa mabhazi mapublic services iko ari kubatsira vanhu kutakura vanhu, michovha yakudhura ma$12, pane mabhazi emadhola, onzi ndiwo akutengwa nematombo. Tinoziva zvakaitika 2019 mabhazi akapiswa, tinoziva zvakaitika last time kuti pakamboita mhirizhonga yaJanuary 22 iya, mabhazi aipiswa, zvakuda kutanga kusungirwa. Mapurisa sevanhu vakapiwa nekumbiro romutemo kuti vanomaintaina law and order. Obviously ka vanofanira kutosunga vanhu vanenge vapara mhosva dzakaita zvii. Saka ndizivi kuti kana mapurisa asunga vanhu vapara mhosva, ZANU-PF iri kupinda papi apa? Because ZANU-PF is not a member kana a department of ZRP. Neither is ZRP a department of ZANU-PF. The only place is a political party, like the Movement for Destruction Change is also a political party. So I think really could run with one of the
Right, Munashi, what's in your booze again? Put the Nes in the valley. We are Muswa Umnumzana who obeys Sole and City Interokala. They feel as though they are now being targeted by Amapoisa, Banganzo Mshangano, Amapoisa by a figure. They're getting arrested without doing anything. Ushilo and Belawati and Umtrivelo, when they were just meeting Panje Gwenzu, Babu Jobs Kala, and then Amapoisa by a figure, and then next thing they're being rounded up. Ubona ngani amaphoyisa are not being fair. Nina njengentsha ebandla lezana uPF lukuthatha njani lokho?
Ngibona ngathi kuyinto eshupha engasihlupha lathi njengentsha eseZimbabwe. Ukubona amapholisa esewopha abanye bethu abakwamanye amabandla. Yena uBheyina lo ngiyamazi kakhulu siyazana. Kungaba kuyabantu engisumhlu ngokuthi sengukuthwa nga etholakele ezihlaleni esendlini kaMP wakhe. Kodwa into eyenzakeleyo lapha sikhulumeni sisebenzisa amasethi. Singaphambi ukuthi abantu bebezihlalele bezixoxela amapholisa athutsha siyabopha abantu. Amapholisa abopha abantu ngemva kokuba kube lodlakela. Udlakela lodlame okuhlanganisela ukuthisa lokujikijela amabhasi adedlula. Ibhasi leyi lizathiswa kungayisho kungenela kwamapholisa. Abantu bebesebhasini over 80 bayakhuluma bayafunga njalo ukuthi bebesebhasini bayehlisa bonke ade besebhasini. Kodwa ibhasi le yinto zikamnanga kwaleni ayeqalisa ukujikijela akhona ama-picture board le. Yena lo obheyi khona okhona kuhlelo kunapho ungakhangela on his Facebook account and on his Twitter account. He tried to spin that thing. Yekuthaya amabhasi ngezitina waposte esithi hey amapholisa ezimbabwe ngakithi bayashupha khangela ngithi bathaya ibhasi le ngama-battle stick akumelanga beyenze so amabhasi ethu. Kuyindlela yokuzama ukusipina udlame lodlakela obanzakeleyo futhi apiya kuradio sifuna ukusiqambela amanga sezenza bona amaprofethi lamadikoni ayephisi yikuthi cele ukusithethisa lokhu
kodwa mnashiisa
siyalala.
Sikhangela lokho okuphuma enkantolo, one of the lawyers was arguing ukuthi bona they should get bail ngenxa yokuthi ubufakazi bathi iproof akula ama V11s ukuthi hayi akula proof ukuthi bona njengentsha eMDC bona they were now carrying these battle sticks, you know, ama regen lokunye okuchineyo. So how do you then you know rectify or certify ukuthi yibo ngempela abayenza ubudlwangudlwangu?
Lokhu mina ngeke ngakhuluma, ngikhulumela abazomthetho. Indaba ngayisemthethweni, abezomthetho bayakwazi ukuthi bakwenza njani. Baya investigate likhangele libone ukuthi kunjani. Ujaji kumbe umajistrate olikhangele indaba ngaleyo unezizathu zakhe waye abanyothi ibheyila. Ngeke ngangena khonapho thina njengezane uphefa ngezakhuluma sithi hayi bayekele ngenxa yalokhu because thina we are not spokespersons of what happens in the judiciary. So I don't want to comment on the decision of the magistrate or the judge who was looking at that case. What I can only say is that I think this is my view. Ngibona ukuthi ibale sizathu sokuthi babavalile phakathi kwakhathesi. Maybe bayesaba ukuthi bengahamba beyo-interfere with witnesses, number one. Bengahamba beyothitha i-evidence yebengabakhombela kiwo. So maybe yizo izizathu ezikhangelwe ngumajistrate lowo ukuthi eze banyotshe ibheyi. But mina angiyeke ngakhuluma, ngikhulumela umajistrate kumbe ijaji ukuthi hayi lokhu kwenze ngenxa yalokhu.
Okay, wathi sikubamba umlomo omnashe. Ba sithole chibo bathayipa runare tukuzoka kwa muri. Now let's head over to our neutral policy analyst umnumzana uGlenn Sliwayo, who's joining us live via Skype. Glenn, welcome to the program, Chief. How are you doing?
Thank you very much for having me, Mike.
Thank you for joining us. You hear what's going on. You heard from Obeis Tole, the youth chairman of MDC. You also heard from Mnashe Mdutsa, who is a youth member of the ZANU-PF. As we take a look at everything that's going on, we saw over the weekend, 12 members of the MDC were arrested today. They applied for bail. Bail was rejected. Some of the things that were coming out, they're saying that they found some things that might show that they had intentions of you know partaking in violence and so forth. How are we supposed to take all this, and what is this pointing towards when we're talking about, I guess, first thing, Zimbabwe being a democratic nation?
Mike, first of all, I think it's very important for integrity's sake that I state that objectivity or neutrality in Zimbabwe is very difficult. But as a student of policy, I will try to draw a pattern of behaviors and incidents that has happened in Zimbabwe, and then we try to get together to a conclusion with the listeners. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's very important to highlight that when you observe what is happening within Zimbabwe, you are mostly inclined to take a position, mm-hmm. like I have. So I have my inclinations. But let's look into the issue that we're talking about today. Number one, it is important that we refute certain things that have been said by my previous colleagues, Munashe Mututa, Namkoma Obey, Stole. There's a behavior that both political parties exhibit, which is they try to disassociate from every occurrence of truth that is pointed towards them. Mm-hmm. So now the first thing is that I would like to question that, because this is at the background of the allegations that there are ZANU-PF members who are threatening that they are going to institute whatever means of violence or whatever coercive behaviors on three members of the party, of the political party MDC. Mm-hmm. It coincidentally happens that comrades of this party MDC are gathered at one of the houses. Mm-hmm. I want to refute that and think that it is important for both parties to be honest with the people of Zimbabwe. This is the only way we can depolarize politics in Zimbabwe and start to have honest conversations. Mm-hmm. So first of all, MDC members of the Youth League were job seekers, according to my belief, because there had been a provocation by ZANU-PF. And it is important that they highlight that. Mm-hmm. I don't think in any other day, if this provocation had not happened, they wouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. Now, we go on to hear that Obey says that they were alleged to have weapons. And now, when you look at this objectively, this is a pattern by the Zimbabwe Republic Police that every time something happens in the country, they either claim that there is a third force, or they go and raid offices of the MDC, might be Morgan, Richard Tsvangirai House, and then they claim that they found machetes because we have a problem of the Mashurubis. Or they allege now that these young people, whether true or not, had weapons. Why is it all the time they find that? And in any particular case, MDC does not have the capacity. I want to highlight this. It is very important that ZANU-PF stops this, and the police by extension and their spokespeople stop this frivolous accusation of claiming that people in Zimbabwe have access to weapons. If people in Zimbabwe really had access to weapons, an uprising would have happened in that country. ZANU-PF and by extension the police and the army have a monopoly of violence in Zimbabwe, as we saw in November 2017 when they wanted Mugabe out, they moved tankers in the streets. Zimbabweans are nearly hopeless when it comes to the use of force in the country. This is clearly a domain that ZANU-PF is uncontested, that the military and the police are uncontested. That's why even when people start saying people quickly think it's linked to the army, because they are the only ones with the monopoly to weapons. So I also want to nullify that and believe that ZANU-PF should not play with people's minds and come up with frivolous arguments all the time. Moving forward, Munashe Mututa then says, he's asked about the judiciary, and he says, the judiciary is not a part of ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF is not a part of the judiciary. We have a history with the country that the ruling party has, in a way, compromised the judiciary. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a clear example of when Honorable Tendai Biti was arrested, and the president, the current sitting president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, came and said, I intervened. How did he intervene? It was an instruction to the judiciary. So let them not play with our minds and try to fabricate an independent judiciary that does not exist. It exists when it suits them. But when the state is invested, when ZANU-PF is invested, there is no independent arm of the government in the country. This is why we need to also highlight that at the height of the factionalization of ZANU-PF, these things come to light. One, they come to light in the way that ZANU-PF used the army to settle its factional issues. They come to light in the way that even one Honorable Mtangwa, a former honorable, accused the G40 of conflating the party and the state, which is a very clear thing that when any faction of ZANU-PF or ZANU-PF as a whole is in power, they will always conflate organs of the government that are supposed to be independent. So it is again a miss for a member of ZANU-PF. I understand it is below his pay grade to be able to talk about these things, because they happen at a higher frame of things than where he operates. Mm-hmm. And obviously we know the young people of ZANU-PF are not empowered enough to speak about these things. Recently they spoke about corruption and they were fired and demoted. So that is beyond him. But let him not pretend. Zimbabwe, akasungunuka anokwanisa kutonga zvavaona zvichenderana nekutongwa nekumbiro renyika hazvisirizvo izvozvo tinoda kuzvipikisa. Now, ZANU-PF again, through the Minister of Information, Payment and Services, Nick Mangwana, they go on social media and claim that MDC vandalize public property and mabasikosungwa vakomana. Now, as you can see, there's always, this is the thing that begins to frustrate Zimbabweans, because atichazive kuti toenda kupi when the police, and this is something that emanates from ZANU-PF's failure to professionalize state institutions and separate them from the ruling party, where decisions are communicated from Sheikh Sheikh Beauty, which is ZANU-PF, to tell what my police are itai zvakati. Vana vachazivi, nyango my police are kawakati, vakomana veMDC vadai. Isusu tinongo manyakura hamba, nekuti itika yavo. ZANU-PF has always been doing this. The police has always been doing this. And whenever you see my members as ZANU-PF akumanya social media, there is something wrong. So we need to understand that as well. Then finally, right. I think what I also need to say in Koma Mike is that chinhu chatisvisa patiri senyika right now is the fact that nothing is fact in our country. Mm-hmm. Elections are disputed. Incidences of violence or incidences of skirmishes against the police are disputed. Everything in this country depends on who is saying what. Mm-hmm. And like you said when the program started, when the elephants fight, mm-hmm. it is the people who suffer. So my argument and my exhortation to my brothers who are here is if they can, which I know they are very limited in their powers, they should advocate to their parties that at least they need to start speaking truth and fact all the time so that one of them can be trusted. But mm-hmm. what I want
to right. Hold on for 1 second. Let us take a caller and then we'll give you a chance to finish off in a bit, okay?
Yeah. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, tiri kutaura nani uye zve muri kupi?
Mutano wandiri kuZambia.
Taurai tinzwi.
Dambudziko ratinaro isusu maZimbabwe. Tine dambudziko rekusakwanisa kuve nerespect.
Mm-hmm.
Tine a very good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Hatisi kukwanisa kuve neoutcome yezvatiri kupopotera. Nokuti we are very angry kuda kuita nzara huru nekuda kugara zvakanaka.
Mm-hmm.
Dai tanga taisa respect. Even kuda kupinda mpower.
Mm-hmm.
Iyo opposition kuda kupinda mpower. They need the respect from the police. They need the respect from the people. But kana tisati tave kuziva kuti hurumende inenge ichitonga inoda respect yakaita sei. Inini yezvezvi muri muofisi mamugere imomo. Ndikakuudza inini kuti zuva ramunongobuda chete muofisi imomo munondiona. What are you going to say?
Aiwa, tinobva tatsanga kutya.
Handiti munorongedzerawo kuti ndinoda kuona kuti unondiita sei. Moisawo dzenyu muhomwe, indeisawo dzangu muhomwe. Asi munhu ndiye yekuchimutakanura ipapo paakabata achitiye ndo pandinoraramira. Iwe uchitokabva ipapo uda kukuuraya. What's next?
Mm-hmm. Saka poitwa sei?
We have to make respect first. Mapurisa iwayaya, mapurisa eMDC. Mapurisa iwayaya, mapurisa eZANU. Mapurisa iwayaya, mapurisa evanhu vese vari munyika imomo. But once matadza kuvapa opportunity yavo iwo yechipurisa, you are not going to be respected nemapurisa. Mapurisa anenge achitori angry nevashandi nekuti ndivo vanokontrola vanhu vari munyika. Zivo vanenge vaine mitemo yemunyika imomo. Saka mukatadza kuti mava respect moitawo zvido zvavo, moitawo zvido zvamakanyorerana kwete zvejambaya. Inyaya yekuramba mutikanda matumbe, you are not going to win and you are not going to change anything. Tinoramba tichikwadzisa vana vasina basa. Ezvino vana vari muzvitokisi. Ari kuvamiririra atadza kuvaburitsa. Pati yese yotadza kuvaburitsa. Kutsinye hone kwa kumapurisa. Kwa inini za mabuda mumba, ambana kana mwana mwini sentu of those parties, the parties angari ipapa. Vatu mawanawe vamwe kuenda kumeitaji, jambanja. Vasungwa, vata za kumapurisa. Asilamo vanawe kumba. Vanu vaya vasina wana kumba vasungwa. Vanu funga sei. Ndati natrowe ite respecti totera mteme ya mulu kuda kuti kere. Tosvika painofanirwa kuchinja hurumende. We don't fight, you say that we do it as easy as this. nguva yese nyika dzese dzaurikuona idzi dzakaita matambudziko anenge eZimbabwe. We can start from Mozambique, Malawi, Tanzania, Kenya, Congo, Zambia, zvaive nematambudziko muZimbabwe makagara. We never ever see that jambanja irikuitwa nemaZimbabwe. Nokuti kuti vanoziva maningi, vakaenda kuchikoro maningi, vanoda kubva vanyatotaura chirungu chinonzwikwa neAmericans, chinonzwikwa neBritain, chiri chirungu chiri kuzovasungirira nokuda kwokuti havanyatsoandastenda kuti now is the time. Vari kuchema. Kuchema kwavari kuita ikokuku. Vatinyatsoitai kuti zvinyatsokura chaizvo. Vanyatsorwadzwa zvakanaka. That is why tiri kuramba tichienderera mberi nedambudziko.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamutandwa nekupinda muchirongwa, tinotenda zvikurusa.
Ya, ngatiregei kuita fanika vanhu vasita zvive zvavari kuita. Hurumende iri kuda kutonga. Ichazoto vanhu vanova mapurisa anovachengeta. The same people ndo vanenge varipo havasi kuchinja vese. Vanongochinja vanhu 4-5.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikurusa vamutandwa nemaondero enyu. Ngezvekuti nginomunye mulalelo ungenayo kuhlelo. Tiri kunzwa kuti tine umwe muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Kola kola, nyakukwamukira kuhlelo. Ngubani okhona ecingweni? Tinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Ndiani ari parinari?
Big Mike.
Ndei Mukoma, zviri kufamba?
Zviri kufamba. Ndimadhiu paSouth Africa.
Pari seiko paSouth Africa apo?
Hangudaro.
Nyaya iri muchirongwa mainzwa, tipeiwo maonere.
Ndoda kutanga kupindura vakuru vakutaura. ZANU-PF kuti iite pachigaro pairi apa pakatobekwa ropa rakawandisa. Vanhu vakafa pazhinji chaizvo ndiana baba vedu namai vedu. Vanamai vedu vairepwa muhondo nguva yehondo iyaiya. Kuti ZANU-PF iri pairi ipapapo vakafira mahara. Vanhu vari kubhenefita havarambobvira vaenda kuhondo. Saka zviri kuita MDC andinoninga zvakaza zvaita MDC kuti vanhu vangwatara varuzva vari kuramba havatoi ZANU-PF. Kutaona kuti vakamusasa kumba kwa Honorable Job Skara, taona vakamusasa kumusasa kwa Honorable Ndabiti. Vane kodzero yekuita kuti kunoprotekta vanhu ivavo. Vaida kuti pavaizosvika kuno vakamusasa vaida kudii.
Zvino
vaida kuzodii.
Manje Mukoma, if you meet violence ne violence, pane zvinobudikira here ipapo?
Apa chandisikazi ndechekuti mapurisa paanga asitasvika kumba kwa Honorable Biti kwangu kusina violence. But mapurisa pakazosvika pamaonzwa kune violence, chii chakamboitika? Saka vanhu vachangomhanya kungodanzi MDC yazopisa mabhazi, yazopisa zvipo ringarifamba $2, yazotora vanhu mafoni zvatarwa nanyati. Inangu andira hangu saidi kwangu hangu. Ndionengwa zvine chironzi.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka Mukoma Madeo, tinotenda zvikuru nemaonero enyu, tinotenda kupinda muchirongwa.
But chandira kungotaura hangu, munoziva gagava. Gagava munoriziva here?
Hongu ndoriziva.
Ko uchi?
Hongu.
Zvine kara yakafanana ndidi? Hazvinosiyana testi.
Aiwa, tinotenda mabva manyatsopedzisa netsumo kana kuti tingati inyau dzesigwi handiziva kuti tinotenda. Muve nezuva rakanaka kwamuri
ikoko. Ndatopedza, taanoita nekushungurudzwa, ndatopedza.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo, tinotenda chaizvo kunzwa kubva kwamuri.
Alright, so asinikeze uOpay ithuva lokuthi aphendule owushiwo nguGlenn. Vasithole muripo parinare. Obey, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, so you heard what the callers had to say, you heard what Glenn had to say, you heard what Menashe had to say. What is your response?
All right, yeah, thank you so much for that opportunity. There are a number of issues that I want to respond to. The first point that I want to respond to is the point that was raised by this brother of mine from ZANU-PF. He is desperately trying to disassociate the police from ZANU-PF. But let me remind him one thing that he might have forgotten, because probably his memory might be that shallow. I remember last year, if not the other previous year, his president, I mean his president because he's not the president of the country, Emmerson Mnangagwa, was recorded saying, we are everything. We are the police. We are the army. We are the judiciary. So this is the same thing that they are replicating in their practice. as we speak right now. Mm-hmm. Some of the police members are genuine and good citizens of Zimbabwe. But because they are being forced to operate under instruction, their conduct becomes very evil. It is not an issue that he might want to be desperate in trying to disassociate ZANU-PF and MDC. It's well known that Emmerson Mnangagwa, and clearly it's known because he said it before, that they always capture these institutions to do things that favor them as a party.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the same reason why, you see, a week ago, ZANU-PF youth threatened to invade the residence of our leaders. Then a week later, the police themselves are the ones who are now invading the same residences.
Mm-hmm.
That should speak volumes to you as someone who follows what would be happening. It simply means where there are no ZANU-PF youth, there is the police.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's no police, there's no police. So what kind of a country is that?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of behavior is that? This is what I'm trying to highlight here, that this culture must be brought to an end.
Mm-hmm.
With a clear message to our men and women in uniform, it's
mm-hmm.
high time that they reform. Because their failure to reform will always cause a challenges to the people of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the police does not want to cultivate an environment that is conducive for peace, they always cultivate an environment that is conducive for violence.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what has been happening right now in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Then secondly, Munashe also wants to desperately mislead the nation by saying their conditions stipulated around the rights and freedoms to demonstrate and petition.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fundamental right which is given by the supreme law of this land,
mm-hmm.
that everyone has the freedom to demonstrate and petition. And there are no conditions whatsoever that follow afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever a person wants to raise a concern in the form of demonstrating and petitioning, that should not be criminalized.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you see that ZANU-PF has already adopted a culture of criminalizing that particular freedom that we have in the Constitution. So in other words, they're saying you're operating in an environment where you have a tyrant that does not respect the constitutional provisions,
mm-hmm.
which is the same reason why you see that ZANU-PF is already in the course of mutilating the Constitution, because they do not respect it.
Mm-hmm.
This is also the reason why you see people getting arrested for crimes that they did not commit, and also furthermore, they are denied bail on crimes that they never committed. It speaks volumes to the culture that has been perpetuated by ZANU-PF, a culture that is disrespectful to the Constitution and constitutionalism.
Mm-hmm.
Then secondly, separately, I mean, there's something that has been raised by the caller. He says that Musaita Zenjambanja. I don't know where he's getting this. I don't know where he's getting this narrative to assume that MDC youths are up for Njambanja.
Mm-hmm.
We're a very peace-loving political party.
Mm-hmm.
Violence is non-existent in our tradition. Our character abhors any forms of violence. But here comes the problem, and I think I've touched on it earlier. I said the problem that we have is that of the conduct of the police. For example, when you say the people of Zimbabwe want to demonstrate and petition, you see the police coming up to beat people and arresting people. Why would they be doing that? Over the past few months, you've seen our rallies being prohibited by the same police. Why would you see those things happening? And I said it earlier on. Whenever the police force fails to cultivate an environment conducive for peace, what they will then be cultivating is an environment conducive for violence, which is not the direction that you want to be pursuing as a country.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to warn the police of Zimbabwe to abstain from that culture of provoking peace-loving Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans love peace. So as MDC, because we are in Zimbabwe, we are Zimbabweans. We love peace. As a political party, let me highlight this because it is important so that we have no ambiguity on it. We are a political
okay.
Zimbabwe. And we want to lead Zimbabwe with everything that it has.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot be a party that then destroys what we have. Because ZANU-PF has already destroyed this country over the past years that they've been in power.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have is to safeguard the few that is remaining for Zimbabwe so that you can build from that.
All right, let me just hold you for one second.
We were involved in the destruction of properties.
Okay, let me just hold you there for 1 second. Let me just take a caller real quick, and then we'll come back. We'll give Nashe a chance to respond, and then we'll come back to you. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilo mlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo thukunza ukuthi nemthereri khona mthereri mlaleli ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngiba nokhona ecingweni.
Ngithuma.
Eh, Golito njani?
Hayi, sikhona kumpela njani lani baba?
Hayi, siyaphila. Uyaluzwa nani tudabu lukhona kuhlelo namuhla. Abasakhulayo abebandlele MDC bona bathi sebekhathele ngokuboshwa, sebekhathele ngempela ngokuboshwa. Bathi ukutshengisela njalo ukuphuma emgwaqweni ngobuningi babo kulilungelo labo njengesizalwane seZimbabwe. Wena ukuthatha njani lokho?
Ya, hayi, isikhathi sombuso sibe sikho njalo. Nami ukuthi sibili akuladlakela kodwa itshengisela kukahle baqinisile sibili ilungelo labo sibili kamele baliyenze kuyelungelo kodwa ngendlela embona kumi ngayo hhayi ayilungelo kalikho laphana
ngankulu kakhulu wa ngithi kungani usisho kanjalo
hhayi into ebusayo lapha kasiwo kayikwazi umthetho iyawethi umthetho lapha ngavele kabavunyelwa lawo bantu kodwa i-constitution ito njalo ukuthi umuntu uyakumele akutshengisele naye engabulali lutho engayenzi lutho yikho kuzange uyenzwa kwabafana laba kodwa lapho elizweni likulele lezimbabwe leli kakula nto enjalo
kodwa thuma
uyamusebenzi baba
kuhlelo silo omunye wabasakhulayo owebandlele zanu yena uthi hayi uyavuma ukuthi ngempela ngempela ukutshengisela kulilungelo lo wonke umuntu nxa uyisizalwane seZimbabwe kodwa kumele ukwenze okusemthethweni hayi ubudlwangudlwangu hayi umsindo yena uthi abantu laba abasakhulayo bebandlele MDC nsuku zonke behlale bebangumsindo he even went back lapha lapho kwakule protest yabantu bephuma ngobuningi babo ngesikhathi lapho kwakhuphulwa i-fuel wabulawa abantu ngamabutho wathi hayi abantu laba abasakhulayo bebandlele MDC baphuma ngobuningi babo beyenza udlwangudlwangu endaweni esijiyeneyo wena ungathini ngalokho
angafuna ukukhuluma into engasiyo lapha angafuna ukukhulumeleka kusitshela into engasiyo lapha thina sihlala lapha emzini la angafuna ukusitshela ngathi thathi ngabantu bengaphandle kwelizwe siyahlala elizweni lapha yibo bona laba abafanele elizwe lipf nala basidishwayo bona laba abayibo bathatha ama-uniform bagonisa ama-uniform amapolisa bafike bahlukuluze abantu abantu babezisebenzela kuhleke futhi bangene phakathi bayezinye izidwangudwange angafuna ukusitshele ngathi sikhulumela abantu bemazweni kulamanga sitele njengafuna ukukhuluma into engasiyo kathesi ungakhangela kunayesihlunguza yibo futhi abekhulumisa ama-inform amapolisa bona laba sifika futhi besilukuluze abantu abantu bezihlalile yibo bafika bangene phakathi kwabantu abantu bezitshengisela kuhle bengayiisinto bafika babhizize izinto abakwenza kobulawayo abakwenze eharare abakwenza ngapha indawo zonke yibo bona laba abudlalisa abantu angafuna ukukhuluma ngathiwa umuntu ofuna ukuzenza into olungileyo ibe yibo bakamula umthetho yibo abantu abaphambanisa izinto eziningi kakhulu kanti bokhala ihlungwize kwabona bafikile bagqokisa ama-inform bayeziwani bayezenza amapolisa beleyenza eziwani yibo abasetshenziswayo bona labantu abafana bona laba angafuna ukukhuluma ngathiwa umuntu okhulumela abantu bangaphandle kwelizwe siyayazi into yonke eyenzakala lapha elizweni ba siyakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani siyakwazi ukuthi kuyini kuma njani akula mthetho lapha umthetho uyeqiwa ngabantu laba abafana bona laba asetshenziswayo bagqokisa ama-inform bayenziweni bafike bahlukuluze abantu abantu betshengisela kuhle bafike bayibo sebebhizise impahla bafike bayenze beyibo sebeyenza izinto babe sebeyehlulela abantu beyenzisi ukhuluma njani nga ikhuluma njani khuluma into engasiyo ukhulumela kubapho abantu abangabokangakwaziyo ngafuna ukuhlobo lwalo
othi simnikezeni ithuba lokuthi akuphendule siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi job
yebo baba.
All right, so basically what the caller there is saying, Uswasa Chuma is basically saying, to cut it down short, Anzi Zuruta or whatever HDQ is on UPF, Iowa, Achisi Chokwada, Anzi Ndiwa instead who are going around committing these violent acts. So
I think we get into the papo timbo yenda kuna mkoma yivava, mkoma mnashwe mtuza. Panyaya taur waneva mubatina wa mnyarikani Glenn Liwa yivara kuta ora kutive HDQ vese, Zanu PF ni MDC, Anza musu kuta ora Chokwadi kutichichi kukunya tuitika. Munoti yine masku ya taur wana mkoma Glenna.
Okay, no tender animals, you know, that is good.
engakutsho mina ngoloko okukhulunywa nguBen naloko okukhulunywa nguObey ukuthi ye liqinisa leli ukuthi maybe mhlawumbe kungaba kule zinto ezibonakala ngani yilize bekunjani but siyananzelela ukuthi lapho esikhona sisendabeni ekuthi abantu badikelana inyoka akula muntu ozavuma phela ukuthi mina ngenze lokho njengakhathesi uGlenn uthe ecalisa uqalise kuhle wathi yena nxa amapholisa efikile endlini eka Honorable Bong khona lo uJob Sikhala ama-youth MDC adingani khonapho khona kube kwabhoda ku-social media ukuthi ama-youth ezaluphiyefu azafika khonapho azenza ubudlangudlangu ubona bebemelileni khonapho singasiza kampelanamanga ukuthi bebezihlayile ukuthi bezothandaza kumbe bezihlayile nje bezicocele kuthi ukuthi bona bebemelile khona khane ukuthi beyenze lebo budlangudlangu in the spirit yokuthi sesidifenda omunye wethu but engingakutho mina angifuni ukuthi maybe lokhu ngidwela on what we have already covered what I just want to say ukuthi thina ibandla lezanu-PF our motto is unity, peace and development. We are peaceful. We are a peaceful party and the end of the peace is in standard. Loko kokuzwangu ukreatwa ngabantu abafuna ukucreate a narrative, abafuna ukucreate a situation that allows their existence to be real. Because that is ngabe khona bona that is ngilabuzwa kudlwangu. Their existence now becomes doubtful because bale siphonguba khona njenge opposition. Ungakhangela eParliament lapha kumele bangikhona umsindo. Abaluthwane kakhulu because zani PS has 2/3 majority. Because of that fact they don't have a say in parliament. They now then want to turn the whole of Zimbabwe into their own parliament, where they can start making their noises, making a lot of things, so that they can make a statement. They're finally relevant. But it's in as a party, we have said, and we have resolved to maintain a peace economy in Katesi. We remain a peaceful party. Loko kubudlwangudlwangu, yikho Katesi they create a Facebook chat, Facebook post, they say, hey, kuzabudlwangudlwangu. That thing did not even come from ZANU-PF. But we wonder why they want to associate ZANU-PF less than that. Okay, so two, and we will call them a maybe. We will tell you that foot here, Obey, Oti, and the constitution, Naila condition. Kumele abuyele futhi ayazivalela iconstitution leyo eyedwa engakhulumelelwe ukuthi echaza abantu ukuthi sila asonto ze-student leadership lokho kumbe student politics lezi. I-section 59 iyakhuluma ukuthi everyone has the right to petition, everyone has the right to demonstrate, and then it says but. But lo utho ukuthi kodwa kumbe asi. Those rights should be done peacefully. Ubathi lo uthi ukuthi siyama lapha sithi hayi konke lokhu ngakuyenza kodwa mina ukwenza peaceful so ngishiya kuya condition yinto ubona ukuthi abantu abafuna ukwenza ubudlwangudlwangu ngobani abantu ababala iconstitution bevale ilihlo elilodwa iZANU-PF libanza ele peace iZANU-PF libanza elokuthula so okunye lokhu singakhuluma ngamanye asichazana nje ukuthi sithole ama points lama marks but iqiniso liyazakala ukuthi ubudlwangudlwangu obuzakala kaningi elizweni ubanyelwa ngama-youth IMC. Bethunywa ngama-leaders abantu njengabo yena lo uJob Sikhala owaphuma last week ethethisa umongameli welizwe ekhuluma into zakhe kohamba emashimo ngale kuzindaba zokuphonga uthethisa evuke ethethisa la ku-Twitter page yakhe ngabantu abathethisayo ngabantu abafuna ukuthi bona abaziti bona abane-monopoly over the control of young people in Zimbabwe and therefore them it frustrates them to know that there are young people like us who are the majority who are in the ZANU-PF party. When they think and they always tell themselves that they are the majority in terms of having a democratic group of young people. But we cannot allow this to continue. Namanda was kambela manga nje. Ilibale ni likipa isenze manje.
Ngiyakuzwa wathi ngikubamba umlomo. Let me give wathi ngoba isikhathi sesiyafika emaphetseleni ohlelo mnashe wathi ngikubambe kancane. Sizokuthi yena uGlenn angathini ngalokho and then usinike so uObey ithuba lokuthi akuphendule. Glenn, are you still on Skype? Are you still on the line there, bud?
I'm big, Mike.
All right. Unfortunately, time is running out. They say when you're having fun, time flies. So let's try to wrap this up. You heard sentiments that were echoed by the callers. You heard what Menashe just said. You heard what, Obey had to say. As the neutral analyst here, as the policy person, what needs to be done to ensure that, all this doesn't continue? Because, I'm sure everyone can agree that this is not something that's good for the nation.
So what I'm going to suggest is what is ideal, but it is not maybe going to be easy to happen because we're asking the state to reform itself. The chorus of reforms has been sung for a long time in Zimbabwe. The first thing we need to reform is the issue of state capture. In the courts, in the police. So that needs to be done. We need to disentangle the conflation of the party ZANU-PF and the state. That is obvious. It's not up for debate. Let them not fool us from ZANU-PF. We know ZANU-PF has conflated the state and the party. We need to professionalize the police service. That is very important because, you see, the rulings of the police, they are rulings for lack of a better word. MDC says they want to go and have a demonstration. They are denied. And on the other hand, ZANU-PF youths wake up and say, we want to run and do a 1 million men march. They do it and with the honest cooperation of the police. Yet when they go, whenever they go to supervise MDC rallies or demonstrations, they have to be skirmishes of serious violence and ruthless response. Then we need to make sure that we respect the rule of law and the constitution by saying that it doesn't matter that ZANU-PF has 2/3 majority in the parliament. The fact that they touted the constitution reforms of, is it 2013? As a people-driven constitution. That means if they have to make any major changes to that constitution, they have to go back to Zimbabweans. They can't hold Zimbabweans a transfer between their fight between ZANU-PF and MDC, and now they're taking advantage of the fact that they have a 2/3 majority in parliament, which they are abusing. They cannot make changes, wholesome changes to the constitution. They have to respect it. Respect of the rule of law, and to make sure that we professionalize and make the courts independent so that its rulings cannot be protested. You see what is happening now, that every time lawyers will question the rulings of the state, of the courts, it's because they are not trusted. We need to restore trust into the democratic institutions of the country, because if these institutions are not working, are not trusted, they lack legitimacy. And the honest truth is, there are no legitimacy from the police, from the army, and the judiciary, and every other state. Then finally, the ZANU-PF needs to stop using state media to try people in the papers. You do not pronounce people guilty until they cost you that. Because when you do that, ZANU-PF or the judiciary, they are no longer independent, because they take it as an inclination or a signal from those that run the state papers that this is where we want things to go. So you can, even if there is no direct instruction given, the person who's presiding over the case already knows what their principals want. That's why you see, they influence the jury. So ZANU-PF needs to stop trying people before they are tried before the courts. I think in closing, the last thing I need to say to the political parties and to my brothers is, is to always remember, you guys, there is a footprint of the things that you are saying. So it is important that we are honest to one another and to the people of Zimbabwe. They are helpless right now.
Tambofunza mukoma munashe muvunzo wavunzwa na mukoma Glenn Liwai rikaitende kuna Obey asole tinzwe MDC panyaye yechokwadi munoti chine zviri kutaura mukoma Glenn zvinoti vari kuti ivo mangwana history will judge you very harshly nezvamuri kutaura imi sevechidiki kumapato maviri ese munoona sei zvavari kutaura izvi.
Ini ndingangoti nyaya yezvokwadi yakakosha pamunhu wose. Asi zvichienda nenyaya yati kukurukura muzvara nhasi, ndinotenda kuti chokwadi ndochose chatareva pane zvino. Chokwadi chinosunungura munhu wose, nokuda ndoda kutoyambirawo vezano vazhinji vanoramba chokwadi. Chokwadi ndochisingararami muzano, kuti igaro ziva kuti chose chaitika munyika yeZimbabwe, vane ZANU-PF vanomanya kupomera. Because no mabasa chaa muna munyika yeZimbabwe unonzwa kunzi MDC yakadana masanction, vanhu vachisiya corruption. So munonyatsoona kuti nyaya yekusagona kutaura chokwadi iri kurarama.
Vanhu vatsenengamu vakabuda panapa vachibata nyaya yecorruption. Munoziva kuti veZANU-PF havasi kutaura nyaya yecorruption sei?
Ndosaka akadzingwa. Notsenengamu chati munhu weZANU. ZANU inoda kudzinga kana ukanga wataura zvecorruption. Weza mukurevesa kana mumajokes chaimo.
Asi achiri member yeZANU-PF one.
Zvino tingati achiri member yeZANU-PF here. Kana achiri member yeZANU-PF tinomuda kuti achiramba achigara musangano nogara vamwe. Ngatisadai kuita zvokunyengera nabati zvisinei haisiro nyaya tida kutaura muzorana.
Iyo nguva yedu yajanana mukoma Obey chingoti gaga motaura ndofunga kana 10 seconds chaiyo mukupedzisira, because nguva yedu yajanana kuti tipo vamwe ava vabva vapedzisira.
Aiwa, chandinongoda ngotaura chekupedzisira, it is just a point of advice I would like just to add the police force of Zimbabwe. to abstain from their tradition of being used as an extension of ZANU-PF to suppress the rights, fundamental rights of the people.
Unfortunately, to our guests, we, you know, there's no extra time. This has been such a heated debate. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, thank you so much to everybody that joined us. Let's meet Mangwana Panapa Pachirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki Ushelo The Connection Lilami Mike Hove. Mtswakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle. So, hlangana kusasa. Bye-bye.